Next month, kickoff, the Men's World Cup soccer tournament gets underway in Russia. Teams from 32 countries will be competing. The U.S. failed to qualify this time. Same with China. But if Xi Jinping gets his way, that will change soon. China's leader loves soccer, or football as much as the rest of the planet calls the sport, and Xi has set a goal for China to win the World Cup by the year 2050. The Chinese women's team, by the way, has a better chance of doing that than the men. Anyway, Xi's push to raise China's soccer level is impacting lives all across the country. My BBC colleague Celia Hatton witnessed that at a small school in China's Gansu province.
It's just after 6 in the morning, but 40 children have already begun football practice at the Zhonglian Chuan Primary School, high in the mountains in western China.
This tiny school is dominated by football. There are just 65 pupils, but 4 football teams. The children wake up at 5:40 a.m. to begin practice on this windy mountaintop. At the center of it all, the school's headmaster, Ma Anwu, who doubles as the main football coach.
I don't think it's too tough. Let them taste a bit of bitterness when they are young, and then they can taste the sweetness of the fruit when they are older.
These children and their families are hoping that a future in football will be their ticket out of the mountains and the grinding poverty on display here. So they keep training, even in winter when temperatures can drop to minus 20, hoping to attract the attention of football scouts. The school is doing surprisingly well. It's already sent 6 children to China's top football academy on full scholarships. 2 of its graduates are playing in China's professional football super league. And now this remote primary school's become a state-approved model for the rest of China. And these children do seem happy. The captain of the girls' football team, 12-year-old Wang Chun, is in her tracksuit all the time. She also wears the Communist Party red scarf that so many children here do.
My happiest moment of the day is when we do the football training in the afternoon. I sweat it out and it feels awesome.
And if she didn't go to this school?
I wouldn't be as happy as I am now.
Wang Chun's getting ready to go out into the world. She's got a week-long trial at one of China's top football academies, Evergrande, in China's southern Guangdong province, over 2,000 kilometers away. Her elder sister's already there. At the school in Gansu's mountains, there's a special treat. Squeezed around a TV set, the headmaster and about 20 students are watching China's women's team take on the Philippines. Stand up, the headmaster orders, and they join in the national anthem before kickoff. Wang Chun looks tired. She has, after all, been awake since before 6 in the morning, and it's now past 9 at night. But even now, she's watching the game intently, looking for things to help her improve. After leaving Gansu, we learn that Wang Chun's football trial at the fancy academy down south has been postponed. That means she'll officially graduate from her primary school before she knows where her future lies. No doubt a frustrating development for a girl eager for a bright new future.
The BBC's Celia Hatton reporting there from Western China. You're with The World.